4.2. Environment design. Another important area covered by the book is environment design. In recent years, it has become increasingly evident that habit formation cannot be seen without taking the surrounding everyday environment into account. One of the most universal theories applied in various fields of sciences as well as practice today is the theory of environmental cues, and the groundbreaking research done by the behavioral scientist, Munoz Bagos, best contributes to its understanding. According to this theory, the almost unconscious diagnostic and adhering force of cues in our environment, in simple terms, structures around us that are filled with meaning, three most known ones being objects, interactions, and routines, plays a central role in shaping our everyday behavior. This discovery is not only interesting in light of the categorically increasing importance of habit formation in the past few years, but it also brings up to question the effectiveness of domain-focused behavioral change interventions not taking these surrounding structures into consideration. The power of cues in the environment was most recently confirmed by Adamin and his team, whose analysis shows the resilience of habit in a much wider range of circumstances than previously thought, especially if they are formed in an environment that supports them. Atomic habits completely naturally account for the central role of these cues, explaining precisely how to design an everyday environment most conducive to successful habit formation. A new habit should be built in life where cues are in place, similarly to the old habit that one is trying to replace. This occurs by maintaining the habit for a period of 60 days in the same physical location or state of mind/time of day, and ensuring each time that the old repetition is woven attentively beside the new response.